Blog Talk Radio.
Well, me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. Oh, me and Jesus,
we got it all worked out.
Me and Jesus, we got our own thing.
Tell us what it's all about.
Well, I know a man that once was a sinner. I know a man that once was a drunk. And I know a man that once was a loser. But he went out one day and made an altar out of the stump. Oh, me and Jesus, we got our own thing.
We got it all worked out.
Oh, me and Jesus, we got our own thing going.
Got our own thing going.
We don't need anybody to tell us
what it's all about.
Jesus brought me through all of my troubles. Jesus brought me through all of my trials. And my Jesus, he brought me through all of my heartaches. And I know my Jesus ain't gonna forsake me now. Oh, me and Jesus,
me and Jesus,
we got our own thing going.
Got our own thing going.
Oh, me and Jesus,
we got it all worked out.
I said, me and Jesus,
me and Jesus,
we got our own thing going.
Got our own thing going.
We don't need anybody to tell us
what it's all about.
Church. Oh, we can't afford any fancy singing. But you know Jesus got a lot of poor people out doing his work. Oh, me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. Oh, me and Jesus, got it all worked out. Oh, and me and Jesus, we got our own thing.
And that is Me and Jesus by the late and great Mr. George Jones Possum. I've been spending a little bit of my time today watching the George Jones Memorial Service that's being held right now at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. I was actually going up there today, had some other things going on, so unfortunately I was unable to make it. But George, he was a great soul and just an amazing artist, and he will be forever missed. And we'll live on with his music, though. I'm so pleased to welcome our guest co-host back today. You've heard him many times on here, David. David, welcome back.
Hey, Drew. I'm glad to be here today. I just, want to say the same with what you was talking about, George Jones. You know, you don't know these people really, but then you watch this, like a memorial service, and man, almost found myself teared up, especially when Vince Gill started to break down.
Man,
that's hard to watch.
That was rough, wasn't it? He was. If anyone hasn't watched it, there's going to be many of these played. This show's going to be played back, I'm sure, a lot. But and on YouTube, of course, you can find it. But he was singing "Go Rest High on That Mountain." Was it with Pam Tillis, or was that who was with?
Was it Patty Loveless?
Patty Loveless, it may have been. And he was singing that, and he couldn't even get through the song without breaking down. And it just, it was very emotional.
Which, by the way, great song. Not that I want to think about my death or anything, but if you play that song at a funeral, that would be the one you'd want to play.
Yeah, it is a great song. And I'm trying to remember who just played that song on at the memorial service, Me and Jesus. Was it Brad Paisley?
I think he did. I know he did that, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember he did a few. I'm wondering who's going to play He Stopped Loving Her Today.
I don't know. Actually, Alan Jackson is doing it right now.
Oh, well, okay. That's a good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw it on there. Thank you all so much for joining us. I really appreciate you all joining us again. We just confirmed a big guest for our show, Allison Sweeney. Everyone knows her for her acting in big soap operas, as well as she is the host, if I can call her that, the host of The Biggest Loser on NBC. So we just confirmed her. We're going to talk to her tomorrow morning, and we're going to play that interview around the first of next week. We've got The Biggest Loser auditions coming soon, soon to Atlanta, actually coming next weekend to Atlanta. So we're going to kind of make a whole week of that, promoting that, so get the word out there about that, and if you want to audition, you should definitely do it, everyone.
Yeah, I just saw her. I think, you know, you go in the grocery stores and you're looking at magazines as you're waiting in line, and I think she's on the cover of a magazine, maybe like Shape or something.
Yeah.
And she's in a bikini. She practices what she preaches. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah. I imagine she does. She's a beautiful lady. She really is. And not hard to look at at all. That's exactly right. And I want to mention as well, we have Keith Morrison on tomorrow. You want to talk a little bit about Keith? I know you're a huge fan of his.
Oh, man. I mean, I can't even tell you how excited I am to do this, because he's one of those, like I just said, I want Vince Gill to play, you know, Go Rest High on the Mountain When I Die. If I die tragically, which I hope I don't.
Right.
I hope it's some way that Keith Morrison can do a Dateline special on me. If you don't know who Keith is, he's been made, I mean, to me, you know, being made fun of or being mocked is some serious form of flattery. And they do an SNL skit where they do his voice. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, that just shows you how big he is, because he's being showed on SNL. But he's just phenomenal. He's made, some people are just made to do certain things, and he is made to do Dateline on those murder mystery shows with his voice. It's just, I'm so excited I can't even handle myself.
Right. He is a huge guest. And as everyone knows, we had Chris Hansen on a few weeks ago. Chris is from Dateline NBC and How to Catch a Predator, of course. So Chris is a huge star as well that we had on. But we're definitely looking forward to having Keith on. And we definitely have to ask that question to him, even if you want to ask him about the Saturday Night Live skits, how he feels about that. I'd love to know.
Yeah, it's got to be cool. And the names they come up with these shows, and I'm going to mention it tomorrow, but my favorite all-time name is, there's a girl who came up missing in a parking lot, and she had just got a brand-new blue Mustang. And the name of the show was The Girl in the Blue Mustang. I don't know why, but I just love that. I'm like, genius.
Genius. The Girl in the Blue Mustang.
Yeah, and it just kind of fits with the show so well. I don't know.
Right. Oh yeah, that'd be a great question. You could definitely ask him, and we'll probably play that interview tomorrow, anytime between. So everyone, just stay tuned. Anytime between 11 and 1:30. So we'll play that for you guys, and we're really looking for, like I said, really looking forward to having him on. So it'll be a lot of fun with him. We had a great show this morning with Miss Tabitha Coffey. She's from Tabitha Takes Over on the Bravo Channel. I kind of refer to it a little bit as Hell's Kitchen with Gordon Ramsay. She goes into businesses and they're failing tremendously, and she's very hard, and she helps them get back on track.
There's a lot of shows now that are popping up, I think, because of this Tabitha Takes Over, like these bar makeovers and things like that.
Right.
But it's kind of like Gordon Ramsay's, where he does Kitchen Nightmares, but this is what Tabitha does, like salons, and I think she's branched on to do other things now, but she originally started just doing salons, like hairstylist things, and she goes in, she grabs the keys, and pretty much just says, I'm taking over, and she takes it over for like a week or so, gets them pointed in the right direction, and then it's on them to kind of take it from there to get to the right spot. I enjoy the show more than I probably should, being a guy, but I've made no bones about it. I watch some of the shows that most women feel like they can't even watch. So I like the show. It's enjoyable. She's a no BS kind of lady. She tells it like it is, and she ain't scared to say anything.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you have a wife, so you have a wife to watch it with you. So there's your excuse right there.
It's true, but then I feel like I have to tell her. I'm like, hey, come here and watch this show, even if she don't want to watch it. I'm like, no, you got to come in. I can't watch it alone. That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought Tabitha had a lot of great points, and she said great things. It was such a pleasure. I'm really excited to talk to her, and you joined me for this one, of course. And you've got to hear everyone. You've got to hear what she says about the South. A little thing about the South. So I'm not going to tell you what it is, but here it is. Take a listen to this, and we'll be right back. And now I'm so pleased to welcome from Tabitha Takes Over on the Bravo Channel, Miss Tabitha Coffey. Good morning, Tabitha. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you.
Well, I just have to say it is such a pleasure to talk to you. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, and I absolutely love your show. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure, and thank you for watching.
Well, thank you so much. And like I said, I absolutely love the show. And I want to start out by asking you, what really inspired you to start a show to help people with their businesses?
You know, when Bravo approached me about doing a show, I really didn't want to do anything where people were focusing on me or following me around. I don't think I'm that interested, to keep a camera on me all the time. And I love business. I love helping other people, so I really wanted to do something where I could go in and be of service and help people that were struggling and help them get their businesses back on track.
That's wonderful. I mean, there needs to be more people like you. It really does. And you know, in today's economy, it seems like, you know, there are less and less businesses opening up, and the businesses that are opening, a lot of them are failing. So do you believe that it's a good idea to start a business in this economy and it be able to survive?
I think you can. I think a lot of people, you know, there are a lot of theories, and I don't disagree with them, that if you open a business in a bad economy, you can actually thrive as the economy starts to come back up, as long as you do the right thing. I think that what people need to look at is their business plan. I find a lot of people go into opening a business because they think that they can make more money working for themselves and working for someone else, and that really isn't the case, because you have all the overhead that you're now responsible for and you have to carry, plus all the responsibility of putting a team together, making sure you set rules, set boundaries, and do all of those kind of things. So the biggest thing in any economy for me is having a really strong business plan behind you, figuring out how much money you have to carry yourself. Any business, when it's a baby and is getting off the ground, needs to be nurtured and held and taken care of. No one really opens their door and makes a fortune in the first week. So you really need to make sure that you know how much money you're going to need to cover you for a certain period of time to get yourself off the ground, the kind of staff you're going to hire. You know, be aware of how hard you're going to have to work, how much you're going to have to pay out, and even if it is slightly down economy, you can still be successful.
Yeah. Do you believe in the old saying that I've heard for many years, that if your business can survive for the first 3 months or for the first 6 months, then you're definitely going to be successful because you're able to keep it maintained?
No, not really. I mean, look, statistics show that a lot of small businesses, if they surpass a year, then they're on the right track. Most small businesses that open will actually close within a year because they can't survive. The problem often becomes in that year that people start tapping into their personal savings, remortgaging their house, you know, going to their credit cards, because, again, they haven't set up that good business plan in the beginning to make sure that they have the finances, funds they need to carry them through. So if you've gotten through a year, then you're definitely on the right track, although that philosophy has changed a lot now because the economy has changed so much as well.
Yeah. What is probably, and I know you've done this for so long, but, and I hope I'm not putting you on the spot here, but what is probably the worst business that you've ever seen in the whole? Has there been anything, any business that you've approached that you're just like, oh my God, these people are finished, there's no way I could help them?
You know what, sometimes I feel like that walking in, and often it's overwhelming, the financial, you know, pressure that people are under and how much debt they're actually under. And other times it's because I just truly feel like these people don't want to change. You know, I go in there and they know that they're really struggling. They know they need help, but they're so incredibly resistant to change that, you know, they kind of buck me every step of the way. So there's not one business that steps out and says, hey, I'm the one that, you know, never had a chance. I think, you know, for me and for the viewers out there, when you watch the show, we tell it like it is. So if you see people that you think, you know what, I really don't think that person gets it, or I really don't think they're going to change their ways and, you know, do anything to improve themselves or their business, then you're pretty much right. They haven't. And that's the story, you know, that we'll show when we go back. We tell the truth.
Right. Absolutely. And David?
Hey, Tabitha. Like I was saying earlier, I'm a big fan. And one of the reasons is I love your no BS approach that you give to the both the owners and the employees. And for some reason, at the end of the show, a lot of them will end up, you know, loving you and just don't want you to leave at all. When at first, they wanted nothing more but to get you out of the store or whatever, the salon. Is there someone that sticks out in particular as far as you change them to really start to love you, or some that just from the get-go, they hated you and then they hated you on the way out? Is there some that stick out in that regard for you?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, the thing that a lot of people don't realize is I keep in touch with a lot of these businesses, and I have for the past four seasons. So, you know, they're part of my life. I'm part of their life. They reach out to me still. They email me. I see them at events. They call me. And there are people that have really changed their lives and, you know, attribute a small part of that to me. And they, in turn, have changed mine as well because of the experience that we've gone through. So Martino Cartier from season one is a real standout. I'm really excited this season because some of my favorite episodes, and I know some of the favorite episodes of people that watch the show, I'm actually going back, and it's 1, 2, 3 years later, going back to check in on these people and see how they are. And some of their successes are just unbelievable to me. I'm so proud of them.
I have yet to get really caught up on this season yet, but it looks like the premise is that you are dropping back in and checking on the ones that you have done previously. And we're actually based in Georgia, and I know you. I think you did some shows here in Georgia. Is it some of those you're coming back to this year?
Unfortunately, this season I didn't come back to the Atlanta area or the Georgia area, which I would have loved to. I am in touch with some of those businesses, though, that I know that they're doing well. But I had a great time when I was there last season filming. In the area, everyone was so nice and so kind, and I went to some really interesting businesses, so I would love to come back.
Yeah.
Were you able to drink some sweet tea while you were here?
Okay, here's the thing. Now, you have to cut me some slack because I am from Australia, and I'm not from the South, although I like to pretend I am sometimes because I always wanted to be a Southern Belle, but I'm not. I just can't do sweet tea, gentlemen. It's just a little too sweet for me, and I'm a hot tea girl. I don't like iced tea. I don't like it cold. I like it hot.
There you go.
It's going to be hard for me to watch the show now, but we'll see what I can do.
But listen, I ate a lot of good food when I was there, so that made up for my not liking sweet tea.
Right.
Well, good.
I know we're running out of time, Tabitha, and I want to have you back on because I want to. There's so many more things I want to ask you, but real quick, before we get cut off here, tell us about tonight's show. And tonight's show, Tabitha Takes Over, will air tonight and every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Bravo Channel.
Yeah, tonight's a great one. I actually take over a sports bar in California, and it's a really interesting story. Immigrants that came to America worked really hard in a factory and wanted to open, you know, their idea of the American dream, which was to have their own business, and they really wanted a bar. And unfortunately, the husband passed away really quickly and unexpectedly and left his wife with the business. And she really wasn't equipped for it. She didn't do the day-to-day bookkeeping and ordering and things like that that her husband had taken care of. So she wasn't just dealing with the loss of her husband. She was also dealing with trying to get the business back on track because it really declined after he passed away. And she has two sons that are working in her business with her. One of them treats it like a hangout for his friends where he gives them free drinks and hangs out and drinks himself. And the other one really isn't interested in being there and helping them all. So it's a fascinating story, and I think something that a lot of people will be able to understand on many, many different levels.
Well, like I said, we could not wait to see it tonight, and tonight at 10 p.m. on the Bravo channel. Tabitha, thank you so much, and please come back on with us again.
I would love to.
All right. And everyone can check you out on Twitter at Tabitha Coffee and TabithaCoffee.com. Thank you so much again. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tabitha.
And that is the wonderful Tabitha Coffee from Tabitha Take Roll Broad Channel. I thought we had a great interview with her. She is the first time I've ever talked to her. She's a very, very nice person.
Yeah, she's super likable. And I think she goes into the store, you know, or salon at the beginning, and everybody's like, oh, buddy, I'm going to hate this lady. But by the end of it, most times she ends up, the people love her, you know. So she's a really likable lady. Obviously, has her stuff together. She's really big, you know, in Australia and all that. And I think I wanted to ask her if she's planning on opening up any franchises of her own or not something, you know. I know she's got a book out, but, you know, something with products and whatnot. I'm like, man, I'd make a killing.
Yeah, I'd love that as well. I'd like to ask her and as well, and maybe we can have her back on again. I'd love to have her back on to talk about her book and to talk about everything else that she's done in the past. With NBC, of course, if everyone doesn't know, we're limited to about a 10-minute interview, so that's why we mostly do our interviews pre-recorded and then play them for you guys, because it take longer to do a live interview. With screening them, then putting them on, and everything else, and we'd run out of time, so that's why we do it that way. But yeah, just, you know what, I would be scared to death to open a business, to do anything like that. But you know what, if I had Tabitha by my side, or if I had her as a big mentor, then I think I'd be all right, because she definitely knows her stuff.
Yeah, and I watched this show, and I'm like, man, how do these people run it so crappy? Like, some of them just don't do the basic things like cleaning. She comes in and she's like, just clean up. That's one step. Step one, clean up.
Right.
I'm like, how do you not do that? But I'm with you. I'm like, I don't know how some of these people open these businesses. A buddy of mine opened up a business up in the North Georgia area, and I was talking to him the other day, and he was like, yeah, the rent on this place is just $5,000 a month. I'm like, it's just $5,000 a month. I mean, you got to make. I mean, I don't know, it's unreal to me how these people started, but God bless the small businesses, because that is what runs America.
Right, yeah, exactly. If you could be successful at it, then good for you, more power to you. But I would honestly be scared to death to open one unless I had someone or someone big around me helping. But like I said, it's such a pleasure to have her on, and I can't wait to have her back on again. And I know it broke up a little bit at the end with our interview, but again, everyone can check her out on her Twitter at Tabitha Coffee and her website, TabithaCoffee.com, as well. David, do you have anything else to say?
No. I mean, like you said, we were talking about George Jones. I hope everybody does go and listen to a little George Jones today. I mean, I love basically all types of music. Everything from rap, hip-hop, to 80s hair bands, but definitely country, and especially old country like George Jones. Yeah. So go out and listen to a little George Jones today. It'll brighten up your day. White Lightning, remember that. Just go listen to that, trust me.
Right. Absolutely. He was he's a great man, and I've met a lot of celebrities over my the last few years, and I've been able to interview a lot of people. George was someone that I was unable to meet. That he had a show coming up at the Fox Theater that would have been this weekend, I believe. It would have been this weekend. Yeah, it would have been this weekend or next weekend. He had to cancel. He was supposed to be in Atlanta a few weeks ago, and he was admitted into the hospital, so he had to cancel his show at the day of the show. He was in the hospital in Nashville, and then shortly after that, he passed away. But I was going to go try to meet him and try to get an interview with him, but it's just very sad. Very sad. We hope to possibly, there's nothing that we're going to try for right now, obviously, but we hope to interview Miss Georgette Jones. That is George's daughter. She also sings as well. She sings and writes her songs, and you can check her out, Georgette I think it's _ Jones on Twitter. So check her out.
Cool.
And David, do you go ahead and give everyone your Twitter page and your website as well for your radio show that you do.
Yeah, I think I'm so bad at this because I think I've been giving out the wrong Twitter handle. I get it so confused. But it's @D, as in the letter D, David, 40, the number 40, Smith. D40 Smith. D is obviously David. 40 is my favorite number coming up as a kid. Uh-huh. And then Smith, pretty simple.
It's
and my website is davidandpoe.com, P-O, just for Poe, not P-O-E. davidandpoe.com. Our show we do is Inappropriate Commentary, just a little podcast we do just to kind of have fun, hang out with the guys. But I really enjoy doing the Drew Show because, heck, look who we talk to, the likes of Tabitha and Keith Morrison tomorrow. I mean, it's just, I'm having a great time. So thank you again, Drew, for having me on these times.
Now, I appreciate you coming on with me, and I look forward to you being on tomorrow to talk to Keith Morrison. We're going to have, I think that's going to be a great show, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Man, people that know me know how big a deal. This is like talking to Hugh Hefner. I mean, this is like meeting somebody that's just way up there for me.
Right.
I do love some Keith Morrison.
Yeah.
Sad to say that my Friday nights consist of Dateline.
So everyone tune in tomorrow for David to be absolutely starstruck. There you go.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. Well, David, thank you again, and I appreciate you coming on again. I'll talk to you tomorrow. And I want to end this show with a song by George Jones, He Stopped Loving Her Today. George, you will always live in our hearts and our souls, and we love you, and we'll always honor your music, and we love you. Rest in peace.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. In 1962, he had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door,
her today.